Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V20 6-Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Stop by your nearest Lowe's store and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, I'm joined by executive chef at Anantara, The Marker Dublin and at Forbes Street Restaurant, and co-host with Gary O'Hallan of the podcast Dishing It Out. Gareth Mullins, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
We keep on meeting this week.
We do, yeah. Sure, you were on the very generously come on to the podcast with me this week, and I learned something new about you, and you taught me something new, which
happens less
and less in the world of food, because I normally am. I've seen a lot of things, but you told me what we asked you at the end of the meal, at the end of the interview, your favourite, your death row meal, and you told me about a torta de mil, or de mel, maybe?
I was given it in Italy when I was there. I just heard it was the mella.
Yeah,
and
well,
I
there
didn't
you go.
Know what it was properly called, but it's called torta di mella.
And as always, Pat, you stand me up on the pronunciation, so but that's okay, I'm good with that.
So
really what it is, it's an apple cake that it's apples that you fold a really light sponge batter into, and then it's baked. And as always in food, like, if it's good ingredients and the method is simple, it normally produces something that's really special. And this is what's happened. So I'd never heard of it before. I'd actually eaten it, but never knew the name of it. So they normally serve this over in Italy at breakfast.
Okay.
So sometimes when you're in a hotel over there, you'll see it. And I've actually made the cake here. When it comes out of the oven, a slight set of panic sets in because you're wondering, have you done something wrong? Because it kind of collapses. And the reason why it does that is because you whip the sponge, which I'm going to tell you how to do now in a sec. But how you finish the cake is with lots of ice and sugar. So as you can see here on the table, it's this wonderful cake with loads of ice and sugar. So what are you going to need? You need 4 apples, something that's a little bit sweet and crisp. So a Granny Smith does work really well here. You need 2 eggs, 200 grams of caster sugar, a tablespoon of vanilla extract, 70 grams of plain flour, so not an awful lot of flour. You would think it'd need more. A heaped teaspoon of baking powder, a pinch of salt, 65 mils of milk, 100 grams of soft butter. Now, it has to be really soft because you add it into the batter right at the end. And then a teaspoon or a tablespoon of ice and sugar that you dust over the top of the cake.
Now, none of those ingredients are exotic at all.
I would say most people nearly have this stuff in their cupboard. Yeah. If you do any type of baking, I'd say you'd have it already. And it's a real treat. It doesn't take long to make. So what you're going to do is you're going to butter a cake tin really generously with butter, and then line it with a little bit of grease proof along the bottom. That just makes it easier to get out. And then I want you to preheat your oven to 200 degrees. Now, while your oven is preheating, you're going to peel and core the apples and then slice them nice and thinly and pop them into the bowl. And then while they're sitting in the bowl, in a separate bowl, I want you to put the eggs, the sugar and the vanilla in a large bowl, and you're going to whisk it until it doubles in size. So if you have an electric beater, use it here, because really what you're trying to do is get all this air into the eggs and sugar, make it nice and light, exactly. And then when that's happened, you just sift in the flour and the baking powder and the salt, and you fold it through. So I said to you when I came in, it kind of reminded me of making a flourless chocolate cake, but there is a little bit of flour
in it. So you don't overwork it at this point?
You don't overwork it, because we want it to stay, and more importantly, you want all that air to stay in there. And then at that stage, then after you've done that, you're going to just take a whisk and gently whisk in the milk
And the soft and butter until you have this smooth consistency. So you'll see a couple of bubbles through the batter. And that's exactly what you're looking for. Then all we're going to do is you're going to put in the sliced apples in with the batter. And then you're going to spoon that into the cake tin. You're not going to layer it up, like you're not trying to make gratin potatoes, but just try and have them that they're all around. And then all the last of the batter, you just pour in onto the top of the cake. And then gently pop it into the preheated oven for 10 minutes at the 200 degrees and then lower the temperature down to 180 and bake it for about another 40 minutes. So it's in the oven for about 40 to 50 minutes. Mm. Like most things in baking, to check, you just take a nice little cocktail stick or whatever, and if it comes out clean. Or a knife, it's clean. So what you're trying to do is make sure that the sponge is cooked through.
Oh my goodness, you're cutting it now.
Yeah, whoa. What you're left with is this really moist, you're left with this really moist, flavour-packed cake. But what I like about it is how it stays so moist and you can really taste the apples. Now, if you were having a Sunday lunch and you serve that, yeah, there you go, it is a winner.
Fabulous.
And I'll make it forevermore, so thank you for showing me that recipe. And now it's really lovely. And there's Irish recipes like this. It's like an old-fashioned
Absolutely. Torta
cake.
Di Mella, it is called.
Absolute winner.
Only, I suppose, an hour and a half max.
Yeah,
including
max.
All
I mean, bread. Really, it's an hour's work, really. I'll pop the recipe up on my Instagram, as always. But a really, really lovely thing to make this weekend, I think.
Gareth Mullins, executive chef at Anantara, the Marker, Dublin, and at Forbes Street Restaurant, and co-host with Gary O'Hanlon of the podcast Dishing It Out. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa HS for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.